Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of the stars.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piece of match with the strappity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak. At the exact same time, I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing. That'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack, while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod.
Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprint? To be raising you for the exuberant? Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, K-Dot, Rin, Yellow, Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct them into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol Hall of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a plankin', tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. To me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line, at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though, and I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You write normal for being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is taking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can choose it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with dark. Don't lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when
when it occurs to you, while I'm ripping any one of these verses, the verse is you, curtain, come inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, school flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades, these skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself, cause I make me do what I put my mind to, when I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice, still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? No mistake, it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What's up, everybody? I know probably half of this, this show was made to take over by music. I'm only going to do like 15 minutes of this. Only because it's been a little bit of a busy Monday for me. Just got a lot of stuff going on. They're actually trying to, do this, like, update the website, because right now what we got at WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org, we got, like, worldwide events. So it's like, if there's like a wrestling event in your area, please let me know. Send me like a photo flyer to yours truly on Facebook, so I can post it on there and let your shows or whatever you're going to have spread out. Because as of late, I've been getting a lot of views on the website, which is pretty good. So I'm just going to keep that going, and I'm trying to, expand more of the horizons of shows and stuff like that. So keep them coming, and just let me know what's going on. If you have a show, like if you're in Wisconsin or Illinois, it'll be on upcoming events. Anywhere else, it'll be on upcoming events worldwide. So just let me know, so I can just put it out there. Also, what I'm going to talk about a little bit is, of course, there a rumor which ended up being true. If anybody catch up on Paragon Pro Wrestling, and I guess I missed this episode, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, that we have now a new champion, a new world champion, which is none other than Joey Ryan, King of Sleaze. I guess it happened because I didn't see last week, and I think I've seen the week before, but I didn't see last week, so it probably happened then. And I know they're trying to play it off as like a couple of weeks, but I think it happened last week. So I did got that show record, so I just got to probably, when I get the time this week, to try to look for it and see if it's recorded and stuff like that. So it ended up being true, because I did saw this past Saturday's Paragon Pro Wrestling show, and that's what they had confirmed. So, I didn't mean to do that. And like I said, I'm trying to multitask with like just promoting stuff, and yeah. But anyways, I apologize. I didn't do last week's show. I didn't talk about the pay-per-view like I was going to. But I rated this past pay-per-view. I rated it 8 out of 10. And, oh my God, Golden State Warriors is killing Memphis. It's 81-42, if anybody cares. But, anyways. See, I done lost what I was talking about. But, yeah, Paragon Pro Wrestling, if anybody wants to check it out, go watch it on Pop TV every Saturday, early Saturday morning, It'll be 5 a.m. if you're in Milwaukee area, and Wisconsin in the Central Division is 5 a.m. East Coast is 6 a.m. Pacific, it'll be, I think it'll be 3 a.m. And, like, the Mountain Time, 4 a.m. And, like I was mentioning before, it has, like, a lot of wrestlers, some of them from, you know, the from past, like, who used to wrestle in WWE, then you got some that's, like, in the independent circuit, and, like I said, they got some very good wrestlers down there, so if you got Pop TV, you can watch it on Dish Network, DirecTV, and, you know, I just found out that Pop TV is on Time on the Cable, so get a chance, check it out. Let's see, and I was talking about pay-per-view Hell in a Cell, which I gave, like, 8 out of 10, because, like I said, it was a good pay-per-view, and it was good for the 7 matches that they have. And I guess, like, with a pay-per-view like this on how it was built up, I'll say, because normally I will complain about they should have at least, like, 8 matches in 3-hour pay-per-view and stuff like that. And it did went out that way, so I'm glad it did, which is good. So on to tonight's Raw. This show, I know some of y'all ain't going to believe this or not, but in my opinion, it had, like, a pay-per-view feel for it. Like, you had a return of Xavier Woods, of course. Well, we already know he's going to return, just didn't know when, but it was going to be sooner or later. But it was also a big return of the Usos, with Team Roman Reigns versus Team Rollins. We'll try to get to that as soon as we can. We have a new number one contender, so for the Divas Championship, it is Paige. So it'll be Paige and Charlotte going against each other at Survivor Series. And they also announced that Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins will go against each other at Survivor Series. So that's 2 matches so far, and it's less than 3 weeks away. So got a little bit of time to build up stuff, and plus with SmackDown and things like that. Also, did want to talk about Tyler Breeze debut a couple of weeks ago. So it's kind of interesting, and I wonder how they're going to do with this feud. Are they going to have a one-on-one match at Survivor Series, or are they going to be, like, in separate teams at Survivor Series? Because I have to just think what they need to do with this year's Survivor Series. They're going to have, like, a couple of title matches, then they had, like, a bunch of Survivor Series matches. Because the one they did tonight was pretty awesome. It had, like, a pay-per-view feel for it. So if they can do that with this Survivor Series, which I know some of you was not impressed with the Survivor Series in the past, with some of them, and I do agree with you on that. So I will just say, if they can build that on, oh, I got a minute and a half left, but if they can do that same build-up for this Survivor Series like they did tonight, I think they'll do pretty good this year for Survivor Series. But they also, for the plus side, they also going to do, like, you know, pay tribute to The Undertaker, which I think he's probably going to have a match at Survivor Series, probably against the Wise, him and Kane. But only time will tell on that one. So WrestleFansSpeakOut.org, check it out. So, excuse me. So check out the website, WrestleFansSpeakOut.org. Don't forget, our show, Keen to State, will be Sunday, November 22nd. Also, we're probably going to try to do a show, like, afterwards, probably after Survivor Series, because I'm going to try to work something to, like, have the show, then probably have Survivor Series watching at the venue. So, yeah, just look for the website on that, too. Or also check out my wrestling blogs that I've been putting up as of late. Just go on my page, and I post them on my wall, so look for that. And also, although, you know, all the awareness and stuff, like autism, you know, pregnancy, infant loss, we still going to support it all this month in November as well. So just check it out. But I got to go. Until then, y'all have a good night. See y'all next week. Peace.